Scholastic Audio presents A Curse Dark as Gold by Elizabeth C. Bunce, read by Charlotte Parry. Chapter 1. When my father died, I thought the world would come to an end. Standing in the churchyard in my borrowed mourning black, I was dimly aware of my sister Rosie beside me. The other mourners huddled round the grave. Great dark clouds gathered over the river, and I knew them for what they were. The end, poised to unleash some terrible wrath and sweep us all right out of the valley. I let go my hold on Rosie's arm, for I was ready to be swept away. Yet somehow I found myself still standing at the end of the service. I stooped and cast a handful of earth atop the casket, accepted a lily from the vicar, and joined the train of black-clad figures trailing back to the mill house, all the while wondering what had gone wrong. Surely at least the mill would mourn his passing, and I would find the old wheel splintered and cracked, riven from its axle, ground to a standstill in the wheel pit. In the mill yard, the old building stood as ever, casting its vast shadow over the house and grounds. Far above, where the stones met the roof line, an old sign, so faded and weather-beaten as to be near illegible, spelled out, "Stirwater's Woolen Mill, Miller and Sons, Shearing." There was no miller now, and there had never been any sons, just two half-grown orphan daughters, a crumbling ruin of a water...